Oh, that's good. You can just put Madonna's face directly in the camera. That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. There's like a kitchen downstairs, like a restaurant. So whenever they use the blender, the sound comes in.
Oh, I couldn't hear it.
Okay. I'm glad.
Don't worry. You're good. You're good. Everything's good. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Let's
center ourselves. Let's prepare. Let's talk about Madonna. Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about Madonna.
All right, here we go. Madonna, forever. Madonna, forever. Madonna, forever. Madonna, forever. You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna. Louise Veronica Ciccone. I am your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And tonight on the show, we are joined by Mauricio, who attended the second night of Madonna's celebration tour in Mexico City. Welcome to the show, Mauricio.
Hi, thank you, Stefan. I'm so happy to meet you and to be here. So excited.
For those of you not watching the show, if you're listening, Mauricio is wearing some of that fantastic bootleg merch that Mexico City is being well known for. Thank you for showing that off. Is there anything on the back, Mauricio? Can you turn around? Let's just see.
No, I don't think so.
Nothing on the back. No, okay.
It's plain and simple.
All right, that's fine. Well, he's wearing a t-shirt of Madonna from the 2005 Rolling Stone cover of her in that fantastic red dress.
With Farrah
the side swoop hair shot by Stephen Klein. She looks fantastic. I might have to have you run back to the venue and grab me a copy of that t-shirt and ship it to me.
Yeah, sure. This is so much cheaper.
Yeah, what are they charging for t-shirts over there?
I don't know. Probably this like $15. I don't know.
Oh, that's
pretty good. It's really cheap. Because I saw the official merch. I wanted to see the bomber jacket. Oh, my God.
Oh, forget it.
It's 8,000 pesos. I don't know, like $500. I don't know. I'm a fan, but not a material fan, you know.
Hey, I think that T-shirt looks pretty good to me. So. I'll ask you to pick me up one of those, and then if you spot any Like a Prayer Madonna merch, I might have to have you get me some of that as well, and I'll Venmo.
And anything you want. We have everything in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. It's like a whole tent city of merch. Yeah. It's crazy.
I was looking for a couple of bedtime stories or, you know, some of the, but I couldn't find it yet. I'm sure someone has the same idea.
Yeah. It's like you've got a farmer's market worth of, like, you just go shopping. I'm like, I'm going to go to the Madonna bootleg merch shop.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's so much fun.
So let's talk about Celebration. You went to the second show, only the second show?
Only the second show. It was impossible to get any more tickets. So it was really hard. You have to have this card and from this specific bank. And if you don't have it, you're lost. So I really had to ask a friend to stay online, you know, in line, because you wait for hours in line, in this digital line. And thanks to him, we could be able to get our ticket. They just flew away.
So let me ask you, had you seen spoilers for the show? So this is because you've not gone to any other dates, right? You didn't fly to America or Europe, right?
No. But I saw everything. I mean, absolutely 100% spoiled. Like, I knew from beginning to end every single bit, but still I really enjoyed it. You know, I was like, how could you not see the spoilers? No.
I don't know how people did it. I was spoiling myself on the very first night, like opening night. I was like on my phone, like watching like live streams on everything. Right.
No, my show was 77th, the 77th show. It was impossible not to be spoiled. And but for example, my boyfriend that went with me, he didn't see anything. So he he's not such a big fan.
We'll forgive him for that, Mauricio.
Yeah, but he was. I could see like the experience of not knowing what's going to happen through his eyes, and it was a really revealing experience, because I think it's a really good show, and I've been to a couple of shows. No,
have you seen Madonna in the past?
Yeah, I was one of the lucky, one of many, many lucky Mexicans. In 1993, I was 13 years old. I got the chance to see the girly show.
Nice.
And that was like my door into Madonna. No, it was groundbreaking for me. No, I know Blonde Ambition. It set the standard, but the girly show was a life-changing experience for me, you know? And I was really young, you know?
Yeah, I mean, girly show doesn't get enough love, I don't think. You know, like Blonde Ambition was great, and you're correct. It sort of was like, okay, now this is how we're going to do a pop concert from going on.
Yeah.
But like girly show sort of took what was happening in Blonde Ambition and just like cranked it up a notch.
Did you see it?
Sadly, no. That I was in college, and a friend, I think I've told this story on the show before. My friend and I went into Manhattan to try to get tickets at the box office, and we bumped into a scalper who was like, I'll sell you these tickets for $60. And so we did, and they were fake. It was heartbreaking. So we did not. So I got a t-shirt and a program, and we went back to college crying on the train.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was terrible. So no, I it was bittersweet to have like been at the venue and to like be excited to go, and then, oh no, sorry, I'm sorry, these are fake tickets.
Oh my God, no. No,
but I've been to everyone since. So
Okay. I've been to Drowned World.
What did you? Yeah, I was gonna say, what did you see after a girly show?
Drowned World, which was also wow, because we've been waiting for
so long
years, no, yeah. and she came like an icon, no. So it was a great comeback for me, for Madonna, no.
Yeah.
Such a nice time, no. And then I saw Sticky and Sweet. It was a nice show. I mean, but not my favorite show, but it's okay. And then I saw MDNA, which I think is a really, really, it's so much better than the album, you know? It's, it's a great show, and it has this drama with a corset, you know? And this has this darkness to it. I really liked that show.
Well, I mean, you're an actor, so I'm sure you enjoy her theatrical performances.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
no confessions.
No, I didn't see confessions. She didn't come to Mexico. I saw Drowned World in Paris. I was, you know, traveling my Euro trip and by myself, and I got a ticket and went by myself, and I that was like a religious experience, no. When you go by yourself to a Madonna concert, wow, it's a good experience. I think every single fan has to try that thing.
Yeah,
to be by yourself there.
Mauricio, when you're by yourself at a Madonna concert, then it's just you and her. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to worry about like talking to a friend or, you know, like you can literally just focus on her the entire time.
Yeah. And she was singing live, Drowned World, you know, opening the first time she was opening, singing live, no?
Yeah.
Ah, what a beautiful concert. But we're talking about Celebration.
Yeah. So Celebration, where were your seats in that, in the enormous Mexico City venue?
And you know what? I'm sure she would have filled a bigger place, because they were 5 days, so 5 days that sold like, you know, and this is a big venue. It's like 25,000 people. But every time she came before, she went to Foro Sol, and you can have 50,000 people inside that forum. So this is big, but not as big as I was used to as a Madonna fan. So I was not that close, but this was the best. I think this is the time I've enjoyed it more. I wasn't that close. I was on the stands, mm-hmm. on the left side, where she does a Virgin Blonde Ambition tribute.
Yeah.
But then on the first stand, where the stand area begins, and as the, I was probably around, it's probably 30 feet to the stage, no? Well, to that part of the stage. So you're not that close, but you get to see the whole experience.
Sure.
And I was thinking about what you said. Yes, you can see all the, everything in your phone, but once you're there, it's another thing. It's I don't know. It's so well put. It has such a good taste.
Yeah.
It's minimalist. I don't know. I was really, really happy all the time. So euphoric. So euphoric.
And the crowd looks amazing in Mexico.
I'm so proud of being Mexican in that sense, because I remember when I saw the girly show, I couldn't understand what song was playing when she came up the floor. I was not really close, but not so much in the back, but I couldn't hear the music because of the screaming in that place.
Wow.
And I think that happened too in this place. We were so euphoric. She's being treated as a queen, you know, here in Mexico. It's like she's getting the proper treatment. I think mm-hmm. she's really.
Yeah, I was going to say after 5 nights in Mexico, Brazil has some high standards to live up to.
No,
I'm sure the Brazilians are going to give it to her, but I was going to say Mexico is definitely giving her a very good send off for her last show.
Yeah, because she's arriving into Latin America. Because we were so lucky that this Mexico was the last stop. Well, not the last, the first to last or second to last. I don't know how you say it in English, but it was coincidence, because I'm sure she was planning Argentina, Colombia, no, before the incident, no, before the health issue. But then things changed, and I don't know the schedule of everybody or her plans. And we were so lucky to be the final stop, because it's been 75, 77 shows. And it's like a big, big performance. And she's giving it all. And she's 65. She doesn't sit down. She's a warrior. She's mm-hmm. she's a warrior. She's a witch. She has this magic. Ever since I saw her in the first time I saw her, she's so little in size, but she has a magnetism, no? Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's true. Well put. Very well said. I agree.
Thank you. This is like therapy for me, because I really need to let it all out.
Yeah, that's what the podcast is good for. You know, it's like it is. It's Madonna therapy. Like, we get to sit around and talk about a wonderful woman who brings such joy and happiness to so many people. You know. Oh, so absolutely. Let me ask you, why do you like Madonna? What is it about Madonna that drew you in?
I was the first memory I have of Madonna, I was like a really nerdy. I was a nerd, always in the library during recess, and I always reading. And I remember we were in art class. I was probably 10 or 11, and my classmates started to talk about, have you seen Madonna? Who's Madonna? I didn't know who Madonna was. And in her video of Like a Virgin, she kisses a black saint. Everything wrong, you know. The information you have as an 11-year-old, everything mixed. And I was curious to see who she was. And then, you know, adolescence started, kicked in, and I went in the, I started to listen to rock, to grunge, Nirvana, you know, the rock and roll and Mexican rock, and that was like my thing. But she came to Mexico, and I was like, and I have this fortunate situation in which I was able to go. I didn't have to pay for the ticket. As a cousin of mine worked with one of the, I don't know if it was Coca-Cola or one of the sponsors, and we got the tickets. And I was like, who is this woman? I really need to. And around that time, somebody gave me the Erotica, for the Erotica, the album. And knowing I was gay, well, no, I didn't know I was gay, but I kept it in the closet, you know, my taste for Madonna. Like, for my whole adolescence, no? So I listened to her, and I said, I went to the concert of Madonna, and everybody was like, wow, how did you get in?
Yeah.
Is it true that they had an orgy on stage, or blah, 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 no? And, but I kept on listening to rock music, which I like. I like rock music. I'm very eclectic. But she spoke to me, I don't know. She spoke to me. I remember the bedtime story video. I was like shocked. And then at 18, Ray of Light. And then I came out of the closet when I went to the university, to college. I came out of the closet, and I don't know. She was there with me, like the, mm-hmm. That's the thing that Madonna gives us, no? She's there in every single step of the way for you. Yeah. And she's always changing. Even Madame X, you may not like it, but it's totally different.
Yeah.
She took a risk. So there's not one single album that sounds like the other in her image.
Yeah. No, it's true. I know. Not to shade Taylor Swift in any way, but mm-hmm. I was listening to the latest Taylor Swift the new Taylor Swift poetry album. And I was like, this kind of sounds like the last three albums that Taylor Swift's put out. And I was like, I mean, God bless her. She's a talented songwriter, and her music's catchy. And there were some songs on that album that I was enjoying, but I was like, give it up to Madonna, who every album, nothing sounds exactly the same as the last album, you know, like, yeah, and like you said, Madame X, like it might not be your favorite Madonna album, but it still sounds different than Rebel Heart did. And
Absolutely.
That sounds different than MDNA did. And that
Absolutely.
Sounds different from
Hard Candy.
Yeah, exactly. Hard Candy. Like you just keep going, and you're like, it's like each thing is different, different, different. And that's why we love her.
Yeah. And back in the day, I used to think she was a product, because I saw all of these pop stars in Mexico, and they were all made by TV, you know, Thalia and all of those Latin pop stars that would imitate her. And I would think she's a product. She's a very well-managed product.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give her that credit. And after Drowned World, probably, after Ray of Light, I was like, she does have something to say, and she's in every single decision. She's the boss of her own life.
Yes.
And you cannot say that about any other, well, a lot of pop artists, no? Britney, for example, no? She was a slave. And she's, you know, she's on the top of the wave for me. That's why I like her. She's so strong and so change. She's always changing and always evolving. And seeing her in Celebration, I was so euphoric. I never felt sadness in any. I was really, you know, longing for Bad Girl, because when I saw it in London in the O2 in the first opening night, and I saw she was singing Bad Girl, I started to cry. Bad Girl is like, wow, my favorite song from Erotica, no? And she was performing it so with such a vulnerability, you know, she's so vulnerable. Bah, that word, vulnerable.
We got it. Yeah, I got it.
It's in Spanish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with her daughter, no, and it's. I mean, it's. But I wasn't so. She messed the first verse. Sometimes she does that. No, she starts singing the second verse, and then she fixes it. So I didn't get into the song live as much as I in the videos I've watched. But I saw a different Madonna. O sea, I saw a human being, an extraordinary human being. And I saw a mother. I saw someone who was coming to terms with her age. And also thinking about death, no?
Yeah.
She's like this painting of Frida Kahlo, Pensando en la Muerte. She's like that painting. She's thinking about death. And there was a lot of death in the show, no?
Yeah.
It's a theme. And in the second speech, she said, I see these videos around me. I see Michael Jackson. I see Prince. I see George Michael. Everyone's there. I feel like I'm walking in a graveyard.
Mm.
Oof, that was so moving. Because we don't give her... I give her enough credit.
We do.
I think we do.
Here on this show.
Yeah, but the world, you know, they get fixed and, oh, what did she do to her face? No? That makes me angry. But I think in Mexico, she's really feeling this respect she deserves. No?
Amen.
This love she deserves. And I hope she's happy.
Yeah. She looks joyful. She looks like she's enjoying the crowd. What were some of your favorite moments from the show?
Die Another Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite song, but oh my God. And Justify My Love. That was like a hypnotizing moment.
So
I was like,
good.
Erotica, and then I was, you know, drawn into a whirlpool of, I don't know, it just took me somewhere else. And Die Another Day has these symbols and this, she's like a witch, and she's acknowledging, you know, I'm a witch, you know, I have this power.
I love, honestly, I was like, I love witch Madonna, you know, like,
I love witch.
Give me witchy Madonna. I don't, you know, like I could see a whole movie of Madonna as a witch. I know she played a witch in Four Rooms, but that was like this tiny little role. Like she barely, you know, like I want dark witchy Madonna or something. I don't know.
Yeah. She played you're right. She was supposed to play Catwoman, no? And she was supposed to be Trinity in
So almost witchy, very kind of witchy. You know?
I wonder.
It's a shame she did. Yeah, I know. I wonder, like in an alternate universe, the world where Madonna actually did do the Matrix. You know, like I wonder what that would be like.
Probably in that world, Michelle Pfeiffer had done Levita.
I guess. Now, see, I love Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. And I remember when that movie came out, and I was like, oh, I wish Madonna would have done this. But I love Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
She's a better actress.
Like, it's just amazing. Like, no one else could have done that role.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have seen Madonna do, like, an action movie. Like, that would have been fun.
Yeah. See, absolutely.
So those were your like favorite moments from the show.
Yeah. Well, the opening, of course. It's like such a great opening.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I know. And I think also for you, you know, I mean, I'm sure the Ray of Light songs resonate a lot, because if you were coming out at the time when those songs were, you know, I'm sure it takes you back to that time.
See, I came out of the closet a little later, almost with Beautiful Stranger, you know.
In between
those two.
You're listening to Beautiful Stranger and you're dancing out of the closet. That's the perfect.
And for example, I was like, I saw this interview you had, you guys had with Vince Peterson, the Vincent, the choreographer of Blonde Ambition, and his observation on the show was so enlightening for me, because he said she needs a director, no? He said she needs a stage director, no?
A theater director,
and I think he's right. But for example, my boyfriend didn't know anything about the show, and I told him, "What do you think?" He's an actor as well, a theater person, no? So, what did you think about the story that was being told, no? Could you see like a, and because I did this comment, I made this comment about Blonde Ambition and Girly Show and Drowned World of having acts, no, as opposed to like a single song and two songs in the same style, and then another song. Like there were so many switches, no? And he said, no, I think it's the best opening, because she's with Nothing Really Matters. She's going beyond time. She's saying nothing really matters. It's just love is the important thing here. And I'm going to take you into your journey. I don't need to do another song like Nothing Really Matters or with the Geisha or Virgin Mary thing. It's this song. Let's change the, you know, the track. And this is the 80s. So come on. Now let's do this Little Tell, como se dice, the honoring the victims of HIV. Or sea, I don't know. I was so joyful all the time. Now, then at the second day, I remember what you said. I felt like sad the next day. Sad because I think she's, I don't want her to stop. And when I saw the show, I was like, this woman is not going to stop. She's not going to stop. But maybe this is the last time that we see this type of a show, and it will be okay. You know?
I know. I think I've been doing a lot of personal like reckoning about that, you know, because I wonder, I'm like, I mean, I know that artists tour well past 65, you know,
yeah.
Like Cher and Stevie Nicks and the Rolling Stones. I mean, all of these people, you know, they Tony Bennett, you know, I mean, these people performed well into their 70s and early 80s. So it's very likely that Madonna will continue to do that. But for some strange reason, they're, and I'm not saying that this is the end, that she's never performing again, but there does seem to be like, this is the, like, there's a bit of finality to this where,
yeah,
because you know,
she's
like,
looking back. Yeah. She's looking back. And she never
I mean, I hope she does do more performing, but will it be a tour of this scale, of this size? I mean, obviously we don't know, you know, and we could counter out. And she always says that as well, you know, like, I mean, she's been saying she's not going to tour again since the 90s.
Since the Girly Show.
Yeah.
Since the Girly Show, actually, she's,
you know, she's like, I'm done. I'm never touring again. And then here she is, you know? So, I mean, you never say never, but, I do wonder what would be next. You know, I mean, I was thinking, you know, if she's going to tour again, she's probably going to do the tour that she wants to do. It's not going to be, she's not going to do a greatest hits. She's going to do like a, here's my new album. And that's all I'm doing is the new album. Uh-huh. And if you don't like it, shut up. You know?
Classical Madonna. Yeah, I know.
And I would love that. I would love for her to switch it up.
It's a good album. Yeah.
For her to like, it just do, cause she's never done that. She's never done just the album from start to finish. Like that would be fun just to shake it up. Like just here's 12 or 13 because it's Madonna. It would be 13. Here's 13 new songs and I'm just going to perform it from start to finish. There you go. That's the, you know.
Yeah. Well, if it's good enough, if she really works with the Weeknd, I don't know why I like pray that she would go back to her 80s producers, no, with Pat Leonard and Stephen Gray, because I really love the comeback of Stuart Price, and but I think that the Weeknd could understand that. Yeah. I really wanted to work with a producer that is willing to know her, because what happened with Hard Candy is these guys didn't care for her. No? And I do think there are good songs in Hard Candy. No, The Devil Wouldn't Recognize You. No, but as a whole,
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop. She loves that song. Oh my God! But I also, and the one thing that I missed about Celebration was the Candy Shop. Was that I was expecting something. I was hoping for something of everything. Just I was expecting for something from I'm Breathless. I was give me more, please, or give me Back in Business, or do the little one, the one with Mandy Patinkin.
I'm going bananas again. What can you lose?
What can you lose? Or give us something of Who's That Girl? Give us something. Give us This Used to Be My Playground, or I'll Remember. I don't know.
If she was gonna do all of that, I mean, we would have gotten.
I know.
We would have gotten like little sentences. It would have just been like, you know, this used to be my playground, and then she would have had to move on. You know.
No. But why didn't she do a medley? She's never done any medleys. She could have done a medley.
Well, she did. So remember in Rebel Heart, she did do that one little medley with, you know. I mean, it wasn't. When she was doing those medleys, they weren't the studio versions. They were like these alternate versions or whatever. And yes, I've said this before. I think instead of the Michael Jackson tribute, I would have preferred
absolutely
just do a medley of a whole bunch of the other songs that you didn't do the rest of the show.
Like you can start with Angel. Do the Michael Jackson.
Exactly. You're already starting. You know, just come out, sing a few bars of Angel, make us shit our pants, and then we'll just do like Borderline, Lucky Star, Like a Virgin, Material Girl.
Like a Virgin songs. No, she skipped Like a Virgin. Absolutely. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
O sea, probably I love Burning Up, but we've heard Burning Up. I'm talking to myself here. She never listens to us
if we had asked her, Madonna, you have to do this, she would be like no.
See, but her voice right now is in a good place, I think, because even though she's dancing and most of the time she's hitting the notes, most all of them of the time, she could really sit, you know, mm-hmm. on a stool and on a seat and do the ballads, no? Like Kylie did. She could do something like that. And she has to do something with Kylie. So if she doesn't do a duet with Kylie, it's like, what is happening to your brain, Madonna?
I'm telling you, I think there's a Kylie collaboration coming.
I pray for it.
I hope so. Yeah, I please. Yeah. Oh, and so then let's just talk real quick about the ballroom guest. So you got to see Alberto Guerra.
Alberto Guerra, I've worked with Alberto Guerra. I co-directed Alberto in a play like a couple of years ago. So I personally know Alberto.
Oh, so are you dropping him a note to let him know we'd love to have him on the show?
I could. Absolutely, yeah. He's not a fan of Madonna, but I saw an interview of him right before he went to the show, and he had done the picture. So the reporter asked, tell us about Madonna, your experience, blah, blah, blah. How is she like? And he said, I'm not surprised, but she's a woman with a lot of humbleness. And her feet are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
With her feet on the ground. And I was like, a lot of humbleness? Oh my God. My brain went like, what is happening? Because that wouldn't be like the first adjective I would use with Madonna, no?
No.
But it was really revealing, because Alberto, who is not a fan, is a famous actor and gets to work with Madonna, and he's nervous and everything, but he's not a fan. So she's like having a, you know, a chat, and he said she's really a well-educated woman, very gentle, very, you know, very, she's always asking, very interested in the other person.
Mm.
So I said, probably that's why she got, if this is true, what Alberto is saying is true, this is like the missing element of why has she been able to get so far and to be so strong and to overcome death, no?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was quite revealing. So, I envy Alberto, absolutely.
Jealous. Yeah, he's beautiful and looked like he was having a fun time on stage with her.
See, he's a very good actor, and see, he's a sexy man, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I had never heard of him until when I saw the picture of Madonna in the magazine. I was like, who's that guy? And who's the
never
guy? Seen and I was like, let me Google. And then I'm
follow. I was, but he wasn't the best guest in the sense of the gay community doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Or actually they do. And they're like, why are you there? You know, and also it was the same reaction with the first guest, you know, because that guy is from Jimmy Kimmel, and
yeah,
he's Mexican, but he's a Mexican living in LA, and we're not really related to him, no. So it was like, why is he there?
Yeah.
But I think what she did yesterday, if you have a guest for night number three, you'll see.
You can spoil it. Who was guest?
Wendy Guevara. She's a trans woman who just won a reality show competition called La Casa de los Famosos, where she competes against famous people. And she comes from like the social media, but she's so authentic. She's so funny, and she became like the most beloved personality of TV in Mexico, like really recently. She has a lot of followers, and she's a really funny woman. And I was so shocked that she was there, and that was a nice move. I was like, okay, whoever told Madonna to put this woman on stage is a friend of Madonna.
Yeah.
Because this is gonna be so good for her.
Yeah, it was, and that, I don't know if you saw that picture. That's such a sweet picture that she posted today of her resting her head on Madonna's shoulder. So it's a picture from the end of the catwalk, and they're facing the other way. And it's such a darling little picture of, because you can really see the love of the, what's the woman's name again?
Wendy Guevara.
So you can see how Wendy, like, you can see how much it meant to Wendy. Like, I don't think Madonna realizes how much of a moment that is for some people, you know, like.
Yeah, for some people, most.
You know, like, I mean, I can speak from my personal experience, you know. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah. You were on an unapologetic beach, no?
Yeah. And it's like, it's such an overwhelming moment, you know? So like, I get it, you know, like I seeing that picture of Wendy with her head on Madonna's shoulder, I was like, that's so sweet and so beautiful. And like, for Madonna, I mean, she meets people all the time, you know, like it doesn't mean anything to her, but to Wendy, like she's going to cherish that the rest of her life.
Yeah, but she doesn't see. But I think you're right. She meets people all the time. But I've seen the shows, all of them. I've seen part of every single one of the shows, and this time she's really having a connection with Mexico, because the first time she came, she went to Brazil, she did Argentina, and the second time as well with Sticky and Sweet, and also the third time with MDMA. And then on Rebel Heart, she just came here, but it was a different era. It was a different time. And but now she must feel really happy. And she talked about Frida and about how she's her spirit animal. And and she came from Mexico, and Mexico is an amazing place, and she likes art. And this time we really feel like she's happy to be here.
Yeah.
And not just on a schedule. Like, she's happy to, I really hope she's filming the shows.
I think, you know? Yeah, I heard that tonight and the next night. It's the...
Okay. Ah, the official one? What about Rio?
Rio, they're broadcasting it, but I don't believe that'll be broadcast for the bank. Like, the bank's broadcasting that on Brazil TV, but okay, they're filming the tour film in Mexico.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. They're filming in Mexico will be what we'll see when they put it on whatever streaming
platform. What about LA? Didn't she film in LA?
There were rumors that she was, but I don't know if that was official.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe. We'll see.
Really hope it's Mexico. Come on. I really hope it's Mexico.
They're definitely filming in Mexico. For sure.
I really hope it's Mexico. Stay.
You got to see her warming up for the filming.
I really hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I'm sure she's not going to get the clip for Bad Girl from her concert because she messed it up.
Well, they film it a couple times. You know what I mean? Yeah, like and look, I mean, if she's not happy with it, look what what she did for Madame X, she'll just go back and film it again. You know,
of course. Yeah.
But well, Mauricio, I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and speak and tell me your thoughts. Before you go, there's a little segment we like to call the lightning round. These answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey, so don't think too hard.
Okay.
Favorite Madonna song?
Till Death Do Us Part.
Oh, nice. I love that song. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I love that song. It's been on my radar ever since, and see, because I can't stop listening to it right now. I know it's going to change, but...
Oh, of course. Yeah, as it does. And FYI, when we did the Like a Prayer album anniversary episode just recently, I talked about how you can hear at the end of Till Death Do Us Part, I thought it was a car pulling away, but I think it's a motorcycle. And somebody was like, where do you hear that? I don't hear that. At the very end of the song, it's almost like as the song is fading out, you can hear it's the sound of what I assume is supposed to be Sean Penn's motorcycle pulling away. And the very end. It's so cool. You have to really crank it up and you can hear it. It's right before the song fades out and ends.
Isn't it great song?
Somebody was questioning me. They were like, I don't know what you're talking about, Stefan. Where do you hear that? And I was like, I started going crazy and I was like, don't gaslight me I'm like, I know that that's there. I'm like, I lived this album in 1989 when it came out. I'm like, I know it's there. And so like, I had to go and then like listen to it right away. And I was like cranking it up in my ear and I'm like, no. I'm like, see, it's there. That motorcycle's there. I was like,
And it's the first time she talks in a song. Have you noticed? Like you never laugh. Not like before. That part is
No. That's not the first time she's ever spoken in a song. She's spoken everybody.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, I was so proud of my discovery.
She's spoken Physical Attraction.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I was gonna say people would come at you for that. They'd be like,
I'm so sorry.
Mauricio, fan is he? He doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's forgiven. You're forgiven. You're a handsome man. You're forgiven. It's okay. Favorite Madonna album?
Bedtime Stories.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Favorite Madonna remix?
Oh, Junior Vasquez, Secret.
Isn't that so good?
That should have been the single, you know?
They were playing that on the radio nonstop.
Easy, absolutely.
Loved it. Favorite Madonna music video?
This is a hard one. I have to say Bedtime Story.
I thought you were going to say Bad Girl.
No, because Bedtime Story is like a piece of art. It's like a piece of gum.
I was obsessed with that Bjork hair that she had with the sunflower spinning behind
it's
her.
So beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Mark Romanek did such a good job.
She looks beautiful. She's a witch.
In every shot. Like, I love the sunflower shot. I love the shot of her on the screen, the black and white with the brown hair with like the little pigtails. Yeah, oh my God, it's so good. So many. Her flying down past the kids with
and
the long blonde hair.
Flying out of her belly.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't get tired of seeing it. I can see it.
I'm going to have to watch that again because I love it. That video is beautiful. Favorite Madonna tour?
This is the hardest. This is very personal. Drowned World. Because of the timing of my, you know, she was looking into the future, no? She did no hits, and all of the music was great. And that was the first time the music sounded like the album, because before she had a band, and she changed it a lot. And this time, she stuck with the sound, and welcome to the stage, Stuart Price, very young. And the last time with Nikki and Donna. You know, and Sino, and the squats, for God's sake, the squats, I saw it in Paris by myself, and when she flew, I lost my mind. I was like, wow, this is really an icon. This is the queen of pop.
Yeah.
No. See, Drowned World, such a beautiful piece.
Favorite Madonna movie?
Okay, I haven't seen Who's That Girl, and I haven't seen Susan.
Oh my!
I haven't seen
God,
them.
Mauricio.
I've seen everything else.
So you haven't seen Who's That Girl? You haven't seen what?
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh my!
I know. I'm a terrible fan.
What?
Yeah.
This is. How have you not seen Desperately Seeking Susan? That's like the Madonna movie.
Where do you see it? Where can I see it?
On streaming.
Netflix?
Okay. We're gonna have a Madonna viewing party for you so you can watch these movies. We're gonna sit you down and we're gonna find these movies so you can watch them, because that's almost like a crime that you've not seen either of those.
I know.
Those are my two favorite Madonna movies. How have you not seen them? Oh my God.
But I have to say, of all the others, A League of Their Own.
Okay. All right. I'm just thrown. Okay. You're going to love Desperately Seeking Susan. It's a time capsule movie. You know, it's a great 80s movie. It's a great New York movie. It's a great Madonna movie. And then Who's That Girl is just like silly and crazy and ridiculous and killer soundtrack.
And she goes for it. She goes for an accent.
Yeah,
no?
She's great. Nikki Finn forever.
Nikki Finn forever. Yeah, I have to see
it. Favorite Madonna look? And this can be from, it can be from a video, a tour, a photo shoot.
I'm going to go with Tita Parlo in the Girly Show, the opening. I mean, iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
And with the short hair.
So ballsy. That was so ballsy. I mean, I know that she had to because she bleached it, and so she had to cut it, but it was still a ballsy look for her.
Yes. And that's, yeah.
Well, Mauricio, thanks again for coming on. Are you on social a lot? Do you want to share your Instagram so you can get a lot of followers?
I'm in Instagram as Mauri Galaxias. That's Mauri. And then Galaxias, like galaxy, but instead of IES, IAS, Galaxias, galaxies in Spanish. Mauri Galaxias.
I'll tag you so that way people can find you. That is not a very intuitive Instagram handle.
And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, because all of you guys, but you especially, because this role that you played of the unofficial correspondent, I mean, you're so generous. You do this out of love for Madonna, and you have the patience to talk to all of us. How can you do this? I really admire you.
I really
want to thank you from the bottom of a Madonna fan, because you guys, but especially you with this work of interviewing us, you've created a sense of community in us. And that's a beautiful gift. Thank you, Stefan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And remember, everybody, you can find MLVC on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo to MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button so you can donate that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We've got, what, 3 shows left? I think tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, yeah. Saturday. And then Rio. And I think Rio is in 10 days. So, wow. Like, counting down. I can't even imagine what everyone working on that show must feel at this juncture. Like, to know that there's 3 shows after this, after tonight, two shows left. Like, it's bananas.
It's a big reward. She deserves it. They all deserve it. They really work hard. They deserve
totally.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah.
See, they deserve the 1.5 million people that they're going to have. And I really hope she changes something. I really hope she does something different.
I hope there's a surprise, too. Like, I have a feeling she's keeping it. Because you noticed she's gone back to rain in Mexico.
Yeah, because she came. We're currently in a drought, you know. We were longing for the rain to come. Madonna lands on Mexico City and it starts raining. She's like a goddess. So somebody told her and she changed it.
She did her spell. She did her witch spell. She was like, here's the rain.
Here's the rain. Yeah, she's a witch.
All right, Mauricio, stay where you're at. We're gonna end the live. Everyone, thanks for joining us tonight. Until next time, stay there.
Yeah.
Don't move.